T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lockdown!
Let's get it started. That is not me quoting a Black Eyed Peas lyric. That is me welcoming you in to the Thursday edition of the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. What's shaking, y'all? Welcome in, Upstate. Good to be with you. Rob Brown Diesel with you here on the Rob Brown Show. 3 hours of sports talk excellence and, of course, non-sports shenanigans coming your way today. I hope that you will join us on the program. We are going to be busy today, and I am very much looking forward to chatting with you throughout the duration of the day. I hope that you will hang out, spend some time with us across all our social media platforms and right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, and at all points on between on the radio.com app. Just go to radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen. Big old purple play button right there on your computer. You can push and hear the show in your ear holes on demand. And of course, you can just yell at your smart speaker, "Hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate," and she'll say,
No.
Well, that would be problematic.
Playing ESPN Upstate now. Boom. Say, do it yourself.
Here's a really unimportant, trivial, stupid thing not to bring up on air, but I got an Alexa wall mount to hang my, like the one we have an Alexa in the restroom here at the studios, and it hangs on the wall in this cool little wall bracket. And so I got one, D, so I took it to my house. I hung it yesterday, and then as soon as I got done hanging it, I was like, that's not where I want that. So now I have to go home and fill holes in my wall because I'm an idiot.
Way to go.
As new homeowner, how's that going are you starting to question your decision-making in terms of where you're putting stuff and where you're drilling holes in the wall?
Oh, we haven't even started that. We're still filling holes in the wall and painting over those filled holes.
Oh, that's right. You got yourself not a fixer-upper, but
a smidge of one.
A smidge of a fixer-upper.
A smidge of a fixer-upper.
Hey,
we got a good deal, so.
Are you handy? Are you good with
tools? A little bit.
I am not. Like, I can figure it out, right? I can figure it out. I just never did it. So as I moved into this apartment and I've started kind of doing it, like I've been installing shelves and storage and hanging, you know, curtain rods and all that kind of stuff. I'm just not handy at all, and it's absolutely killing me. We are going to be busy on the show today, but before we jump into that, I want to tell you about something else that I have set up for the show for you guys to ESPN. Diesel has got us quit messing with Zoe in the show opener. You know he is aging. It's a shot at Zoe, and people are catching on that you are screwing with the show opener. Diesel, are you going to defend yourself?
How am I messing with the show?
I don't know. Here's what I know. Yesterday
Explain
we got off
yourself,
the air.
Dude. I don't know what you're saying to us right now.
Yesterday we got off the air. I walked into the restroom.
Oh, that's what they're okay. That's what they're upset about.
I told Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and I turned it on just in time to hear Zoe pull out the actual offsides sound clip, call offsides on you, And then Mark Ryan mentioned that it was the first time that an offsides call had ever been made with the sound clip about somebody who was not directly related to their show, directly on their show. So congratulations, you made history yesterday. I have no idea what you did, but congratulations anyway.
Okay, so when I'm finishing up the show, to help Lonzo, I build the first 2.5 minutes of their first hour, so the 4 p.m. hour. I build it for the 3 p.m. hour. I build it for him. And I made the mistake and accidentally dropped in the wrong show intro. Let the record show that Lonzo did that to me at least 3 times when he had the previous show, when he and Greg McKinney had the show before us. So it's been done the other way around. Don't let anybody try to pretend that this was some massive screw-up and it's the first time and he's some bastion of doing it right every single time, because that is not the case.
Producer fight!
I'd win that fight.
I don't know, man. Zo's got that high school wrestling background, that amateur wrestling background.
Amateur wrestling?
Yeah, that's the best kind of wrestling.
Backyard wrestling?
I mean, no, like actual wrestling, like Olympic-caliber wrestling, like wrestling, like Greco-Roman wrestling.
If Lonzo could still get down into a wrestling stance, I'd be impressed.
I almost yelled his name very loudly.
I'm going to need to see this. I'm going to need to see this.
We're trying to get so Mark Ryan the other day said that he would be stronger than an amateur wrestler, than a high school graduating amateur wrestler, because he's quote because he's quote older and bigger, and he would have a strength advantage. And the best part was that everybody in this entire building was like, I will throw $100 into the pot to watch that happen.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'll give everything I've got, which is not much anymore because I just bought a house. But I'll give it all to see 42-year-old doughboy Mark Ryan go up against a 17-year-old wrestler.
By the way, not just any 17-year-old high school graduate wrestler, one who signed a college scholarship to go wrestle.
Campbell, right? Was it that kid? Yeah, Campbell's a good wrestling program, so he's no slouch.
Yeah. I have set up, and I'm really excited about this, I have set up a Discord server for the show, which I'm really, really excited about. Discord, for those of you who are unaware, is basically the modern day version of a live chat room, right? Remember the old AOL chat rooms back in the day where you'd sneak up after your parents went to bed and you'd log into AOL and you'd hear bee-doo, billy-dee-boo, boop. And then you went into chat rooms with creepy old people pretending to be young girls. Remember that? Well, we have a Discord channel now. And that Discord channel is built around the show itself, which means that I am in the Discord channel during the show, as are other listeners, and you can be as well. If you would like to join our Discord channel and have constant 24/7 conversation with sports fans from around the upstate based on the Rob Brown Show, now's your opportunity. Shoot me a text at 717-317-7103-07 and just send me a text that says ESPN password. If you send me a text that says ESPN password, I will send you back on your phone a link that will allow you to join the Rob Brown Show Discord server and chat room. You will be able to chat live with me during the show. I'm going to do my best to twist Diesel's arm to get him in there. Not that he doesn't have enough to do to focus on during the show, but other listeners will be joining us as well. Keegan's in there already. Pastor C's in there already. Stax is in there already. And Mikey's already in there. So just in a handful of minutes that we have set up this Discord server, we have already got a handful of listeners in there who will be chatting live during the show. So grab the Discord app on your phone, or you can just go to discord.com on your computer if you're in front of a CPU. And if you would like to chat with me, with celebrities on the show, and with other listeners from around the upstate, it is very simple to do so. Just go to text 71307, start your text with ESPN, and send me the text password, and I will be very happy to send you the link to join our Discord channel, hoping that it is going to grow organically and just be a place where listeners of ESPN Upstate and the Rob Brown Show can all chat together and come talk with us during the show itself. Already got a couple of people who have sent in a text that says password. Again, if you would like the link to join our Discord channel, all you have to do is send me a text to 71307 with the word ESPN and then password following it, and I will send you the link to the Discord channel so you can pop in there and chat with us during the show. Just one more way for you to interact with us right here on the broadcast. Now that that's out of the way, Diesel, it is time for
the lunch breakdown.
The three things that you have to know before you go talk sports with your coworkers, your family, your friends, or your pets here on a Thursday. Item number one, this is a big, 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 big story. The first step toward the resumption of college athletics took a bump yesterday as the NCAA reportedly voted to allow college football players and basketball players to return to campus starting on June 1st. So on June 1st, voluntarily, football players and basketball players will be allowed to return to campuses. Decisions regarding other fall sports could come within the next 7 days, according to Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports. And we are waiting to see what happens with that. One source said that an entire football squad could theoretically work out in separated groups in July. So they will still have to follow social distancing guidelines. So you can have groups together. Basically, they'll be able to start training in terms of getting their bodies in shape. They'll be able to start getting their playbooks learned, etc. That does also, of course, mean that you will have to have, the same state and federal guidelines be followed by the football program as every other business in particular states. Now, they are having a similar discussion in the NFL and the NBA as facilities start to open up, but you have a lot of coaches and administrators who are popping up and saying, hey, look, here's the deal. That's a competitive advantage. We are going to talk about that later on the show in more detail. Item numero dos. The NBA appears to be, according to sources, moving towards starting the regular season once again and doing so in a bubble environment at Walt Disney World. We talked about that back in late April when The Athletic reported that Walt Disney World and the All-Star Resort had reached out to the NBA and offered up their facilities as a playing ground for the NBA. They would be able to isolate all of the players, coaches, and staff inside of a bubble environment, have them play out the games, and go from there. Well, now Shams Charania, who writes for The Athletic, has said that the NBA has Disney World as a clear frontrunner as a return-to-play site for resuming the 2019-2020 season, according to The Athletic. Orlando has gained significant seriousness amongst other cities, such as Las Vegas. Keith Smith, who is an NBA reporter, said that sources from Walt Disney World have told him that they are confident they'll be hosting the NBA, quote, in some fashion, end quote. It may not be the entire league, but we believe the NBA will be here at least to finish part of their season. Still hurdles to cross. He went on to say that Disney has begun the early stages of reworking some hotel spaces for housing the NBA and their needs. The Wide World of Sports complex has also had some work done in anticipation of that. So the NBA looks like they may be moving closer to getting started as well. And finally, item number three, boogity, 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 we went night racing, boys. Last night, we had a 500-miler take place right down the road at Darlington. They did not go the full 500, though, because towards the end of the night, the rain moved in over the Lady in Black, and Denny Hamlin would win a rain-shortened event with about 24 laps remaining. Big event of the night, Kyle Busch was trying to move up towards the wall to fall back in line and not get steamrolled down the front stretch. He did not, according to his story, see that Chase Elliott was in the gap that he was trying to squeeze into. His front right quarter panel connected with the back left quarter panel of Chase Elliott, spinning Elliott into the wall and taking him out of the track. There was some contention there, if you will, the race. Yeah, just a little. As Chase walked up to the outside of the track and gave Kyle the old one-finger salute as he drove by on the following lap.
Can I tell you, this is exactly the thing that's going to get me back into NASCAR?
Wrecks and chaos entertain non-NASCAR fans, and I get that.
It's not wrecks and chaos. It's you actually get to see these guys being people and reacting viscerally to what happens out on the track. I mean, people have been saying for years that NASCAR is boring because nobody gets to rub on each other anymore. And then they're also at the same time yelling, raise hell, praise Dale. And then they're yelling, get that cheater Kyle Busch off the track because he spun somebody, which is exactly what Dale Earnhardt's famous for doing all the time. Is spinning people out in Bristol.
Not what he's known for. He's known for intimidating you until you make a mistake. Whereas Kyle Busch just put his car into Chase Elliott's car.
Rubbin's racing, okay? Rubbin's racing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Get some, Diesel.
Harry, what was his last name in Days of Thunder? Harry something.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that movie in
the crew chief
20 years. I know who you're talking about.
It's Harry something. Robert Duvall.
Yeah. We may have to. No, damn, now I got to watch Days of Thunder again. All right. Let's take a break.
Match perfect staggered special.
Let's take a break. Again, the Discord server is up if you'd like to join us. I'll be chatting in there during breaks on the show. The Rob Brown Show Discord channel is available. If you'd like to join our Discord server, just send me a text to 71307 that says at ESPN password, and I will send you a link to join our Discord channel so you can talk with me and other upstate fans of the Rob Brown Show all day long. Stick around. Coming up at 12:30, our next senior sports spotlight, Wade Hampton High School graduate Kaysen Whitmire will join us. That's coming up at 12:30 on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go. Welcome back to Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're having a good day. Coming up in the next segment, Mr. Kaysen Whitmire from Wade Hampton High School will join us as we continue our senior sports spotlight right here on ESPN Upstate. So let's jump into it. The NCAA has voted to allow, if they are in a state that allows it, and if federal guidelines are not broken, college football and college basketball players to begin congregating back on campuses. That comes from Yahoo Sports. College football players and basketball players, men's and women's, are allowed to, and this is the big thing, voluntarily return to campuses. They cannot be forced to, but of course, this is where things are going to get interesting. I don't know about you, Diesel, but when I played high school athletics, and I know this is different level, but when you play athletics and the coach says something is voluntary,
that's mandatory.
Yeah, be there. Be there. Yeah, it's voluntary. You can't hear a wink, so I have to do the. But the thing is, as soon as I go, you all know exactly what I was doing, right? That's the official wink sound. Anyway, why do we make that sound when we wink? Anyway, Decisions regarding other fall sports could come within a week, according to Yahoo Sports. And final calls regarding opening things up to students will be handled by individual universities, conferences, and local and state governments that control stay-at-home and shelter-in-place restrictions. Look, let's make this conversation very, very simple, okay? It breaks down this way. We are going to start seeing this happen more and more around the country as we move forward. But if we start seeing a handful of people get sick in groups, right? Because that's the big thing is that, and we talked about this yesterday, the concept of exponential spreading of the virus. That's what we saw in a grand scale on the country, which was we started with, you know, 5 cases, and then it went to 16, and then it went to 45, and then it went to 100, and then it went to 250, and then it went to 1,000, and then it went to 5,000, and then it went to 50,000. Now it's at over 100,000 deaths, or right at 100,000 deaths. I haven't seen the last number lately. We have seen NASCAR, I think, and we saw it again last night. Diesel, I don't know how much of the race last night you watched, but NASCAR, at least on the surface, and you know, I'm a cynic, unfortunately, you do have to wonder how much is legit and how much is for show, but on its surface, from what we are seeing of NASCAR races, they are pretty strictly adhering to the protocols they've said they're going to put in place based on CDC guidelines. The drivers, the pit crews, the broadcasters, they're all wearing masks. They're all maintaining social distancing, right? In fact, the closest they get is when their cars are on the track side by side coming out of turn 3. That's the closest we've seen them get. The drivers have all been posting videos. They get out of their car. The cars are disinfected. The drivers, and Jeff Gordon pointed this out yesterday afternoon, the drivers are coming to the track. They are keeping their own gear with them, right? So every driver is carrying their helmet bag like it's the 80s again. They've got their own bag with their helmet in it. They keep that stuff with them, et cetera. And they, I think, have been adhering to those guidelines pretty well. And so far, in the, two events we've run at tracks, we were supposed to have an Xfinity race on Tuesday. It got rained out. That Xfinity race will go this afternoon. So far through 2 cup races at Darlington, there have not been reports of the virus showing up yet. Hopefully that stays the case. But if those type of events keep happening, then they'll be allowed to keep growing until we hit the point where we go, okay, this is the circumstance where the virus spreads. UFC did the opposite. UFC did not adhere to the guidelines and the protocols they set based on CDC submissions. They did not follow those rules. We saw the virus spread. Granted, it was only 3 people, but this virus, unlike a lot of other illnesses, is one that spreads, as we mentioned, exponentially. So 3 turns to 9, 9 turns to 18, 18 turns to 40, and it grows from there. If college football players and basketball players are going to voluntarily be brought back to campuses, then as long as those guidelines are followed, and as long as the virus doesn't spread dramatically and the ones who get it are caught and sent home early, then it is at that point that you can actually take a look-see at moving sports forward. So we'll talk more about this later on. Let's go ahead and run to our break. When we come back here in just a minute, Kaysen Whitmire from Wade Hampton High School will join us here on the broadcast for our Senior Sports Spotlight. It's Rob Brown. It's Diesel. It's the Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate. We continue to honor high school seniors from around the upstate area who have been affected by the coronavirus, had their senior seasons taken away from them in some cases, had their proms and graduation ceremonies taken away. And today, we welcome into the broadcast a graduate of Wade Hampton High School and a man who, when I got his rundown from his mom about all the things he's done and accomplished, Yeah, it took me like 2 pages to get it all down on my show prep, which means he's doing big things. Kaysen Whitmire is on the show from Wade Hampton High School. Kaysen, man, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us, buddy. It's good to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Let's jump right into it. First and foremost, how has this quarantine been treating you? I know that your senior year probably hasn't ended the way that you pictured it. I know that the class of 2020 is facing some adversity that really no other high school class in history has ever had to deal with. What's it been like for you, man? How you been hanging?
A little weird. Kind of been doing the same things every day. I mean, the days kind of blur together, but it hasn't been too bad.
And so, you know, you haven't gotten your ceremonies, you haven't gotten your senior prom, your graduation walk and everything. And like I said, I mean, this is just some interesting adversity that the young people in the class of 2020 have had to face. I'm going to ask you a question that I've asked all the other seniors we've had on so far, and it's this. What have you taken away from this? What's been the lesson that you're going to take with you as you move into the next phase of your life?
Just kind of enjoying the moment. Kind of living in the moment. I mean, I guess I spent too much time just thinking about the next game or the next thing happening. I never really just stopped and appreciated where I was and what we were doing just right then.
That's really interesting. You know, I've been very impressed as we have continued our senior sports spotlight and talked to high school seniors from around the upstate. You guys, and I mean this, and you're in this group, Kaysen, you guys are handling it like champs. I got to tell you, looking back, I know a lot of my friends would have been absolutely pitching a fit over this whole thing. You guys are handling it really in stride, and I'm very impressed by that. How have you and your friends been kind of trying to maintain normalcy? What's been the MO to keep up with the boys and keep up with the teammates and all that kind of stuff?
Just hanging out. I mean, we still go to the gym, still work out, still hit. I mean, not a whole lot changes. We just can't really go out and get on a field and play together. So
let's talk a little bit about that. You played quarterback for Wade Hampton for 3 years before you decided to focus on baseball. All regional player as a sophomore and junior, all upstate team player your junior year, led the state in home runs your junior year. Talk to me a little bit about what you've accomplished on the baseball field. Tell me a little bit about some of your better memories and how you describe yourself as a player.
Honestly, probably the better memories. My sophomore year, just going in as a DH, got to play with my brother, and it was just nice. We batted beside each other in the lineup. And it was just a good time going back and forth with him, just hit for hit, just kind of competing with him. I mean, that's what I really remember most, but kind of sticks out to me.
And on top of that, your mom was bragging on you. You were a heck of a student, too. Top 16% of your class. By the way, a 4.7 GPA. Kaysen, you're slacking off, man. A 4.7? That's all you can pull off? What are you doing?
Just trying to stay on top of things, trying to balance it out.
That's awesome, man. And on top of that, you're a student council member and a National Honor Society member as well. How you balance all that, man? There's a lot going on there, and obviously probably a little easier to focus on academics the back half of your senior year, but what you've racked up in these 4 years is impressive. How do you balance all of that?
That's not too bad. I mean, they do a good job spreading it all out. You got to show up, do what you need to do. It's not tough.
Yeah, that is one of the most I don't believe you statements I've ever heard. Like, good for you if it's not tough for you. Are you one of these kids? Let me ask you this question. Are you one of these kids that, like, you don't have to study? You just you hear it once in class and boom, you've got an A+. Is that your style?
Not really. I mean, I still have to look over it. I'm not exact. I don't have a photographic memory. I have to look back over it. I wish I did, but I forget a lot of things. I mean, just doing it over and over helps me.
I like it. Talking with Kaysen Whitmire, who is the subject of today's Senior Sports Spotlight, talking about upstate high school seniors whose senior year has been impacted by the pandemic. Let me talk to you about baseball for just a minute. What is your approach to the game in terms of mentality? You know, we watched, and I don't know if you've been watching The Last Dance like the rest of the country has been. Are you a Michael Jordan-style player when it comes to your mentality, where it's just win at all costs, go out there, get it done no matter the price? Or are you still, do you still have fun playing baseball where it's, you know, it's just a game that you happen to be really good at? Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I mean, it depends on the situation. Usually it's to go out there, you know, do what you need to do, have fun while you're doing it. But, I mean, of course, you have those situations where you just got to step in the box and have that mentality either it's better than the next guy. And you just got to go in there thinking that and knowing that and just having all the confidence in the world. And, I mean, that's what lets you perform.
I love it. I love it. And so I'm based on what I'm reading here on your accomplishment sheet that we had filled out about you, power hitter? You feel comfortable being labeled power hitter? Or how would you describe your game?
Yes, sir. Probably a power hitter.
I like it. I like it. Your mom also sent me a list of coaches who have impacted you over the years. Talk to me a little bit about maybe the one or two coaches that have had the biggest impact and some of the lessons that they've taught you over the years that have turned you into such a phenomenal baseball player.
I think probably one of the first ones is just Coach Large. He's one of those guys where, I mean, I overthink a lot and I get out there and I'll be doing a lot of things and I'll think that I'm doing stuff wrong and really it's so simple and I'm just in my own head and I just need to breathe for a second and just enjoy myself because I play a lot better when I do that.
Sure. I love it. I love it. I love the approach. I love the way that you go after it. What are your plans after high school? I know that, you know, you're done with your senior year. You have technically graduated. I know there's no ceremony. I will tell you, and I know you've heard this before. I know it sucks to not have a ceremony. Dude, I don't remember mine at all. Like all the senior year memories that you make away from school and you'll get to start making again soon here, hopefully, are more important. But now that we have that, what's your plans? Where are you headed? What are you going to do? What do you want to accomplish?
I'm headed to College of Charleston to study engineering and play baseball.
Very nice, man. So we're going to see you on the diamond in the College of Charleston Uni and looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
What made you pick College of Charleston?
They brought me down on a visit, and Coach Nichols was the one that brought me around. He just kind of showed me the campus, kind of went about how the program is gone through and all the workouts and everything they do, and it's real laid back, seemed like a good time, and I really like Charleston a lot. So
I almost moved to Charleston a few years back. It is a phenomenal city. I think you're absolutely gonna love it. What do you think the biggest transition is going to be for you as you move from high school and college? What about your life do you think is going to change, and what are you looking forward to?
I think it's constant baseball and it's college along with it, so just finding a balance between those two and just staying on top of things.
I love it. I love it. We are talking with Kaysen Whitmire. He is a baseball player and National Honor Society member and in the top 16% of his graduating class and carries a 4.7 GPA and is a student council member of the top leading high school of the upstate who helped raise $300,000 plus for local philanthropy and a Young Life participant and a member of First Presbyterian of Greenville. Dude, take a breath. It's okay to take a nap, Kaysen. You can relax a little bit, you know, man?
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. Kaysen Whitmire is today's Senior Sports Spotlight nominee. My man, awesome, awesome career. We are very sorry that your senior year turned out the way that it did. I know it's unfair, but I am very impressed with the way that you and the rest of the seniors are handling it. You seem to be taking it in stride and able to laugh about it, which I'm telling you is going to set you up for success, for adversity through college and into your adult life. So congratulations on everything that you have accomplished. I would love to stay in touch with you moving forward. When you get swinging the sticks over there at College of Charleston, we'd love to get you back on the air sometime and talk a little college ball with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for joining us. That is Kaysen Whitmire. Again, Wade Hampton High School graduate. He led the state in home runs his junior year, was an all-region player sophomore and junior year, and all-upstate team player his junior year, the most valuable player for Wade Hampton his junior year, the best hitter for Wade Hampton on his varsity team his junior year. He was the JV MVP at Wade Hampton his freshman year and represented South Carolina in the fourth annual National Power Showcase Home Run Derby in Phoenix, and a Diamond Prospect Showcase participant committed to the College of Charleston in fall 2020. Diesel, we ain't jack compared to these kids that we're interviewing, dude.
Yeah, I wish there was somebody that was kind of pushing me to do sort of the same things. But, A, I wasn't that good at sports. B, B, I certainly didn't have a 4.7 GPA.
I didn't even know a 4.7 was a thing.
You got to take like all AP classes and just really boost that thing
and
up
excel
high.
In them. 4.7 means that he got like one A minus somewhere, and that was it. That was it. Kaysen Whitmire, today's Senior Sports Spotlight Award winner. Congratulations, Kaysen, and thanks for joining us. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We will wrap up hour number one and dive headfirst into the second hour of the show. It's Rob. It's Diesel. It's you. It's the Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate. At ESPN, Rob, the times you do the wink sound is when it's accompanied by the finger gun, bro. You know the sound.
No, if you do finger gun, you go.
No, you don't. What? Who? No. Who taught you how to finger gun?
This is pretty big news. The IOC chief says Tokyo Olympics would be scrapped if not held in 2021. So if they can't hold it next year, they're going to scrap the Tokyo Games.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. To me, that seems respectfully
obvious. It's not massive breaking news. It's kind of common sense, but somebody's finally coming out and saying it.
Right.
But if they can't hold it next year, they're probably just going to scrap it.
Because it turns out there's also another big event in 2022, you know, the Winter Olympics. And don't get me wrong, I would be in love with a Summer and Winter Olympics together in the same year, right? The only good thing about the Olympics being alternating every 2 years, winter, summer every 2 years, is the fact that we only have to wait 2 years for the next Olympic Games as opposed to four every time around. But if we are forced into it, it wouldn't hurt my feelings to have summer and winter in the same year and then just do another round of Summer Olympics 2 years later. I'd be good with that. But I think that's kind of the other part is they don't want to end up having Summer Olympics 2 years apart. One of the things about this this virus that's kind of interesting to me is that we are absolutely starting to see people kind of be forced into stating things that you would think are obvious but aren't necessarily, right? The Olympics not going this year absolutely and 100% would demand that the Olympics be canceled. Excuse me, next year, 2021. I don't see any other way around it, right? You can't. I don't think you can bump them up against the Winter Olympics in the same year. I don't think that's a realistic possibility. I also don't think you can have Summer Olympics with just 2 years between them, right? One of the things, if you ever listen to the discussions about some of the summer athletes, they are on four-year training schedules, right? They're on four-year training schedules. They spend 4 years trying to get themselves ready for the next round of Olympics. So you would basically reset a lot of athletes' training regimens. So with that being said, yeah, Diesel, I don't think that's a huge shock, to be honest with you. I think that's the right call, and I think, frankly, it's very common sense. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Join us on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate, and at Diesel on Radio. Pick one, two, or all three. We don't care. You can email me, robbrown at ESPNupstate.com. And if you want, we do have a Discord channel set up now. You can join us in the Discord server. We've already got a handful of folks in there with us. The Discord channel is something I will have to send you a link to if you'd like it. Just shoot me a text to 71307, 71307, and put in the text ESPN password, ESPN password. If you shoot me a text with the words ESPN password, I will send you back a link where you can join the Rob Brown Show Discord channel. You can talk with me and listeners from around the upstate 24/7 around the clock. We have a channel set up for general talk about the show itself. We have a channel set up for non-sport shenanigans. So if you'd like to come in there and talk about how Diesel is really weird when he does finger guns and actually makes a shooting noise at people, pew, pew. I don't get it. Why would you actually shoot at somebody?
What gun have you ever shot that goes
A finger gun.
No, that's the sound of you cocking it back. That's
Listen, I'm just going with what the texter said, okay? All right?
Well, texter's wrong.
We have the non-sport shenanigans channel where you can talk about things like the finger guns and the noise when you wink. And there's a smack talk channel in there as well where you can go in there and take runs at other fans, other teams, other players, etc. Good luck going up against Stacks in that one, by the way. Discord channel, if you want
You don't scare me, Stacks.
Text me 71. He's so randy.
I will not be intimidated.
Whatever you say, cool water. Text us 71307 with the text ESPN password. I'll send you the link to join us in the Discord channel. Back after this, 2 hours left of the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.